This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Charles Burton in Canada about an extraordinary investigation underway. The CSIS, that's Security for China, the spooks. Information passed on to the Prime Minister and his office and his administration that People's Republic of China agents had interfered in the general election of 2019 and 2021 with evidence. Now the Prime Minister is testifying that he never received that information or that intelligence. More, that he never at first trusts information that comes from CSIS until he has it confirmed with his own apparatus. This is Charles Burton on the extraordinary fact that Canada, member of Five Eyes, has friction between its security services and the leader of the nation, Justin Trudeau, involving, of course, China, a bad actor. Here's Charles Burton to explain.
The Chinese authorities that China had influence over 11 members of parliament and 13 senior staffers in their offices, and so on and so on. I mean, a terrific list of inappropriate activities undertaken by diplomatic elements in China, presumably on behalf of the Chinese Ministry of State Security or United Front Work Department, to try and influence Canada's policy towards China by influencing key policymakers. So these documents were presented to the Commission after the director of CSIS had testified, and then we got evidence last Wednesday, which was supposed to be the last day of this current round of the hearings, from the Prime Minister's office senior advisors, including a man called Jeremy Broadhurst, and subsequently by the Prime Minister himself, that said two points. One is that they had never received the information in these briefing documents. Secondly, the Prime Minister said that when he does receive information from CSIS, he does not accept it at face value and will further explore as to whether the information is valid.